This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875. Initiating the discussion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the mantra of Vande Mataram gave power and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement. He said remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all members of this house and the countrymen. We now go over live to the Prime Minister's speech. He's participating in the discussion.
देश के महापुरुषों का सपना था स्वतंत्र भारत का देश की आज की पीढ़ी का सपना है समृद्ध भारत का आजाद भारत का सपने को सींचा था वंदे भारत की भावना है वंदे मातरम की भावना ने समृद्ध भारत के सपने को सींचेगा वंदे मातरम की भावना उसी भावना को लेकर के हमें आगे चलना है और हमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत बनाना 2047 में देश विकसित भारत बन के रहे अगर आजादी के 50 साल पहले कोई आजाद भारत का सपना देख सकता था तो 25 साल पहले हम भी तो समृद्ध भारत का सपना देख सकते हैं विकसित भारत का सपना देख सकते हैं और इस सपने के लिए अपने आप को खपा भी सकते हैं इसी मंत्र इसी संकल्प के साथ वंदे मातरम हमें प्रेरणा देता रहे वंदे मातरम का हम रण स्वीकार करें वंदे मातरम की भावना को लेकर के चले देशवासियों को साथ लेकर के चले हम सब मिलकर के चले इस सपने को पूरा करें इसी एक भाव के साथ ये चर्चा का आज आरंभ हो रहा है मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि दोनों सदनों में देश के अंदर वो भाव भरने वाला कारण बनेगा देश को प्रेरित करने वाला कारण बनेगा देश की नई पीढ़ी को ऊर्जा देने का कारण बनेगा इन्हीं शब्दों के साथ आपने मुझे अवसर दिया मैं आपका बहुत बहुत आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the House is taking up the discussion of Vande Mataram, the national song, written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay. He said the national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression. Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian has informed the Rajya Sabha that the government is implementing several schemes for the welfare of the minority communities, including the Sikh community. In reply to supplementaries, the minister said Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram is being implemented by the Ministry of Minority Affairs with a focused interventions in areas of education, health, skill and women's empowerment in minority concerned pockets. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that over 2 crore youth have been registered on My Bharat portal so far. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Mandaviya said My Bharat is an umbrella platform designed to empower and engage India's youth in nation building. Delhi Airport has informed that airport operations are running smoothly, although a few flights may be rescheduled or cancelled due to operational reasons. In a passenger advisory issued today, Delhi Airport said its on-ground teams are actively coordinating with all stakeholders to minimise disruptions and ensure a seamless travel experience for passengers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met European Trade and Economic Security Commissioner Maro Shefcovic in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the European Commissioner and his team will have productive discussions in India. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty were trading over 0.5% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex plunged 456 points to 85,256, while the Nifty slipped 169 points to 26,018 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, services, realty and PSU banks were dragging the most. The Indian junior women's hockey team defeated Wales 3-1 in their FIH Junior Women's World Cup qualifier in Santiago, Chile. Hina Bano, Sunilita Topo and Ishika scored for India, while Eluas Moat scored for Wales. And with that, we end this news bulletin.